Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Johnny Marvin, Ted Kohler, and Eddie Farley, and check before and after. Last week, July 11th, marked the birth in 1887 in Butler, Oklahoma, of John Senator Marvin, better known as crooner and master of the ukulele, Johnny Marvin. He left home at age 16 to join a traveling show called the Royal Hawaiians, playing steel guitar and ukulele. After serving in the Navy in World War I, he toured with the vaudeville group Sergeant Marvin and the Four Camerons, and recorded with Charles Sargent. His first solo recording was You Know Me, Alabama on the Radiax label in 1924. In the mid-20s, he signed with Columbia, but recorded for other labels under pseudonyms including Johnny May and His Uke, Ukulele Luke, Elton Spence, Billy Hancock, Ken Wallace, and his most popular name, Honey Duke and His Uke, on the Harmony label. In 1926, he appeared in the Broadway show Honeymoon Lane, and the following year signed an exclusive contract with Victor. In 1928, he went to London to promote his signature model Johnny Marvin tenor ukulele manufactured by the Harmony Musical Instruments Company of Chicago. Back in the U.S., he was on NBC Radio from 1932 to 35 with his daily show Johnny Marvin Tenor. In 1937, he began working for his friend Gene Autry as a composer and producer on the Melody Ranch show and writing about 80 songs for Autry's films. During World War II, he entertained troops in the South Pacific, where he contracted dengue fever, which led to his death from a heart attack in 1945. Here's Johnny Marvin.
Start to creep, and the birds are all asleep. That's when you see somebody and me walking through a quiet little lane to a field of sugar cane. It may not be rosy, still it's nice and cozy. I mean it, what a wonderful feeling, more than I can explain.
when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. If the moon comes a-stealing, I will never complain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. Little stars are winking, winking down to us from above. We know what they're thinking while we're making love. They're jealous, there'll be oodles of kisses, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. Always fills the air, just rolling along and singing a song nightly with my sugar hand in hand. Anyone can understand the reason I'm happy. Who wouldn't be happy? I mean, what a wonderful feeling, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. If the moon comes a-stealing, I will never complain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. Little stars are winking, winking down to us from above. We know what they're thinking while we're making love. They're jealous, there'll be oodles of kisses, more than I can explain, when I'm walking with my sweetness down among the sugar cane. Sweetness, sugar, precious baby, down among the sugar cane.
But I just met a little tease. I sure am crazy about my girl. Don't know the color of her eyes. I'm not certain about her size. I only know one word that sure describes her. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I'm raving. And when she puckers up her lips so sweet, she's got the brand of kissing can't be beat. Marvelous, marvelous, boys all love her so. They're out of luck, you see, she's mine exclusively. Sweet, sweet, marvelous girl. Marvelous was all she said. When she walks down the aisle, you'll hear me calling marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. I'm raving. Each time she strolls up on the avenue, she stops the traffic with a glance or two.
Johnny Marvin from a Victor 78, waxed August 24th, 1927, and Marvelous, composed by Peter DeRose with the lyrics by May Singy Breen. That was preceded by Down Among the Sugar Cane from April 11th, 1929. Down Among the Sugar Cane was composed in 1908 by Cecil Mack and Chris Smith with the lyrics by Dan Avery and Charles Hart. We began our tribute to Johnny Marvin with Little by Little, recorded August 3rd, 1929. Little by Little was composed by Bobby Dolan and Walter O'Keefe and was sung in the 1929 Leo McCarey college picture, The Sophomore, by Eddie Quillen and Sally O'Neill. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of lyricist Ted Kohler. He started out as a photo engraver, but left that field to work as a theater pianist. That led to his writing material for vaudeville and Broadway stars and producing his own nightclub floor shows. He became a full-time songwriter in the late 20s and worked on Broadway musicals such as 9:15 Review, Earl Carroll Vanities, Americana, Cotton Club Parade, and Say When. He moved to Hollywood in the early 30s and worked on a number of successful film musicals, including Curly Top, starring Shirley Temple. His first and chief collaborator was Harold Arlen, but others with whom he worked included Harry Barris, Duke Ellington, Ruby Bloom, Sammy Fain, James Monaco, Sam Stepped, and Harry Warren. Ted Kohler died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973, but not before he produced such memorable standards as Let's Fall in Love, Stormy Weather, I Love a Parade, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, Animal Crackers in My Soup, and these.
Thank you.
yes or maybes, your heart stops and goes. World's full of babies with arrows and bows. When love comes swinging along, each kiss is a tonic. You don't mind the rain. There's something symphonic in any old strain. When love comes swinging along, you sing it's spring. You've never seen the sky so sunny before. And you're quite sure if it's not paradise, it must be next door. You're light as a feather, you're walking on air. So whether the weather is cloudy or fair, you can't go wrong when love comes swinging along.
Can't you tell I'm as happy as the day is long? I haven't got a dime till then. I've got a lot of time to spend, just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire, cause I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair and I'm having my fun. And I'm walking on air, gee, but I'm the lucky one. I've got my peace of mind, knock wood, I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. So I'm happy as the day is long.
Harry Roy and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra, with Harry Roy himself providing the vocal on Happy As the Day Is Long, written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen. That's from August 28, 1933. Before that, it was Joey Nash with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra and When Love Comes Swinging Along from October 23, 1934. When Love Comes Swinging Along was written by Kohler and Ray Henderson and is from the musical comedy Say When, which opened at the Imperial Theater on November 8, 1934. It takes place on the deck of an ocean liner and in New York, and is not to be confused with the 1928 production of the same name, which takes place on a homestead in Winfield, Virginia. We began our tribute to Ted Kohler with the vocal trio of Phil Dewey, Frank Luther, and Leo O'Rourke, and Get Happy. That was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra on June 4, 1930. I don't usually give previews of the next week's show, but next week, July 24th, will be a very special show, and here's a little musical clue as to what it's about. Charlie Fry and his Million Dollar Pier Orchestra, and if you knew that tune was 7 or 11, you may have already figured out that the big news is that next week, July 24th, will be the 11th anniversary of Rapidly Rotating Records. We started here on KISL in late July of 2000 and have been here ever since. Next week, we'll be broadcasting live from the massive KISL studio complex in Avalon, Santa Catalina Island for 2 and maybe even 3 hours. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but the playlist won't be limited to vintage music. I do know that I will have a number of CDs to give away, and we'll be taking calls. So I hope you'll be listening to the live show either over the air at 88.7 FM in Avalon, or from anywhere in the world, streaming online at kislavalon.com. It all starts at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time next Sunday, July 24th. Yesterday, July 16th, marked the birth in 1905 in Newark, New Jersey, of trumpeter and singer Eddie Farley. He was with Burt Lown and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra in the late 20s and Will Osborne before forming a band-leading partnership with trombonist Mike Riley in 1935, where they enjoyed a long residency at the Onyx Club in New York. They, along with lyricist Red Hodgson, wrote The Music Goes Round and Around, which became a huge novelty hit and led to its inclusion in the 1936 Harry Richmond picture, The Music Goes Round. In 1936, they parted ways, each forming his own band. Farley is vocalist in his and appearing at the Midnight Club, Meadowbrooks, and the Ivanhoe Club into the 1950s. Here's the Eddie Farley Orchestra.
Thank you. hum, something pretty, something lovers sing. A little sentimental ditty to a sweet, pretty thing. I wanna hum any summer, any fall or spring. There really isn't any season for a sweet, pretty thing. A ditty that simple will win her for me. It's got to be simple, no deluxe, delish, no de-lovely. I wanna hum something pretty, something lovers sing. A little sentimental ditty to a sweet, pretty thing.
My rightful place in that Mississippi basin back home. Why did I roam? Everybody was for me there. All the folks were kind and free there. Used to love to wash my face in that Mississippi basin back home. That's the song I'm singing all day. Dear old Southland, why did I ever leave you? Why did I go away? Soon I'm gonna make a beeline for that only place for me lies. Way across that Mason-Dixon, that Mississippi basin back home.
Thank you. but not enough. She sighs a lot, makes eyes a lot. My baby's dreaming of me, oh, but not enough. Now she's so sweet, you'll never meet anyone who is her equal. Like a book, I know its look, but I never know the sequel. Oh, not enough, oh, not enough, oh, not enough. My baby loves me, but not enough. A book, I know each look, but I never know the sequel. Oh, not enough, oh, not enough, oh, not enough. My baby loves me, but not enough.
An idea of just how it works.
Well, Eddie, will it be all right after I explain to play a chorus?
Sure, go ahead.
Now I blow through here. The music goes down and around, da da, whoa, and it comes up here.
What happens now?
Then I push the first valve down. The music goes down and around, da da, whoa, and it comes up here.
What do you do now, Mike?
Then I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around, below, 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 whoa, listen to the jazz clown. Then I push the other valve down, music goes down and around, da-da, whoa, and it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
I blow through here.
Well,
the music goes down and around, da-da, whoa, and it comes out here.
Let me hear you play it now.
I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around, below, 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 whoa. Listen to the jazz come
not
out.
Enough, not
then
enough.
I push the other valve down. Woo-hoo! The music goes down and around. Da-da, whoa. And it comes out here.
Mike Riley, Eddie Farley, and their Onyx Club Boys with their novelty hit, The Music Goes Round and Around, recorded by Decca on September 28, 1935. As if that weren't enough, before that, it was Not Enough, with Mike Riley doing a solo vocal on January 17, 1936. That was preceded by Eddie Farley with Burt Lown and his orchestra and a solo vocal on Mississippi Basin from a May 18, 1933 Bluebird 78. Mississippi Basin was written by Andy Razaf and Reginald Forsyth and was also recorded by Clarence Williams, the Casa Loma Orchestra, Adrian Rellini, and Louis Armstrong. We began our tribute to Eddie Farley with the Eddie Farley Orchestra and to A Sweet Pretty Thing. The vocalist on that April 6, 1937 recording was Larry Norman. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and as a podcast on iTunes. I don't remember what now, but something prompted me to think of doing a before and after set. Here's Ted Weems to start it off.
Thank you. but this never happened before. You're the thrill I've always missed, for this never happened before. Till we met, I never knew the moon was so easy to reach. Till we met, a sky of blue was only a figure of speech. Love to me was all in fun, for my heart could never be true. I had eyes for everyone, and now I see no one but you. In your arms I find a world I'm almost afraid to explore. Darling, I can only say that this never happened before.
A moment's bliss, and hear you whisper, you love me, sweetheart. It thrills. It's old as the hills, but it's new to me. Everything's been done before. The birds that sing a song of spring were always singing above me, and yet with you, their singing is something that's new to me. Life is strange, we hate to change from what is tried and true. Though I know I'm only doing what the others do, still it all seems new. Everything's been done before. To fall in love with stars above began with Adam and Eve. So when I'm with you, I just want to do what's been done before.
Ken Crosley with Billy Maron and his Commanders, October 10th, 1935, and Everything's Been Done Before. Everything's Been Done Before was written by Harold Adamson, Jack King, and Edwin Knopf, and became Art Jarrett's theme song. Before that, it was Neil Buckley with Don Bester and his orchestra with This Never Happened Before. This Never Happened Before was written by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh and was recorded October 21st, 1937. And we began that before set with You Never Did That Before. That was Ted Weems and his orchestra on July 1st, 1930, with the vocal by, coincidentally, Art Jarrett.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
We just had a before set, so it only makes sense to have an after set. And here to start that off is Herman Kennan.
Thank you. gone and left me crying, babe, after you gone. Oh, lonely night, and you feel sad, you feel bad. You missed the best girl you ever had. There'll come a time, and you regret it. There'll come a time, babe, you will forget it. Oh, babe, just look what you're doing. You turned my poor heart, babe. You done broke it all up and ruined it. After you've gone away.
Georgia Washboard Stompers, a studio group put together by Decca Records to try to capitalize on the popularity of the many other washboard bands of the Depression era. They recorded a total of 18 issued sides in just two sessions. We heard After You've Gone, written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton from their first session, August 17, 1934. The vocalist was Jake Fenderson, who played washboard in the band. That was preceded by Benny Goodman's Boys, including Wingy Minone on trumpet and After a While from August 13, 1928. After a While was written by Benny Goodman and Bud Freeman. After a While was written by Benny Goodman and Bud Freeman, who played tenor sax in the band. We began that after set with Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra and After Thinking It Over, recorded by Victor on April 25, 1929. The melody was written by Carmen Lombardo, and the Benny Davis lyric was sung there by Ken Allen. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.